SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is deadline day for FBI employees. They have till 3 Eastern time today to verify any work they did on criminal cases relating to the J6 Capitol riot.
Employees must answer a questionnaire listing their job title and any role they played in the investigations. It's sparking fear about a fresh round of firings at the FBI after last week's firings of 10 senior officials. Critics believe President Trump is carrying out a purge of FBI and Justice Department officials who not only played roles in the January 6 prosecutions, but in criminal cases against Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Saying the United States has been ripped off by virtually every country in the world, President Trump defending the tariffs about to take effect on certain imports from China, Canada, and Mexico. Mr. Trump acknowledges the tariffs could cause a little pain for American consumers over the short term, but he says it's necessary to achieve positive long-term change. Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is visiting the U.S. for the first time in 3 years. Tomorrow, he'll meet with President Trump at the White House. The Prime Minister credits bold Israeli action for changing the face of the volatile Mideast.
Our decisions and the courage of our soldiers have redrawn the map. But I believe that working closely with President Trump, we can redraw it even further and for the better. I believe that we can strengthen security, broaden the circle of peace, and achieve a remarkable era of peace through strength.
Crews today begin lifting debris of the American Airlines plane from the Potomac River. The plane and an Army helicopter collided last week near Reagan National Airport, killing 67 people. The remains of 55 of the victims recovered so far. The Dow down 607. This is SRN News. The 119th Congress has 13 LGBT members.
That's the most in U.S. history, but no more than the last Congress. At the turn of the 21st century, the 107th Congress featured only 3 people who were openly homosexual. It's different this time around, though, because one of the current congressmen is transgender. Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride is a man who is living as a woman, and his presence has prompted House Speaker Mike Johnson to issue orders that no men be allowed to use women's bathrooms on the Hill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A coalition of legal organizations is calling on Texas school districts to reject the adoption of a recently approved state curriculum that includes references to Christianity and biblical teachings. The groups claim that the curriculum would violate the so-called separation of church and state. A spokesman for the Texas Education Agency points out that there is no religious instruction in the curriculum. This is SRN News. Waving Mexican and other foreign flags, thousands of people protesting mass illegal alien deportations planned by President Trump marched in Southern California yesterday, including in downtown Los Angeles, where the demonstrators blocked a major freeway. Protesters marching past City Hall yesterday called for immigration reform. They carried banners with slogans like, "Nobody is illegal." By the afternoon, the marchers had blocked all lanes of U.S. 101, causing traffic to back up in both directions on the freeway, as well as on downtown surface streets. A new lawsuit alleges people died because of the disastrous 2023 East Palestine, Ohio train derailment. The lawsuit was filed ahead of today's second anniversary of the toxic crash near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border amid a flurry of new litigation. Today, Vice President Vance expected to visit the small community near the crash site that he used to represent as a senator. More details at SRNNews.com.